Since Parshas Yisro, Parsha of Kabbalat HaTorah, and obviously the focus of the Parsha is on the Esrei HaDibros, Maamar Har Sinai, and the Divrei Torah in the beginning of the Parsha, though, has to do with the connection and the Hosafa of the Parsha of Yisro. Yisro himself, who added a parsha to the Torah and has a parsha named for him, special, and his great piece of advice that he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu about appointing Shoftim over Am Yisro. So let's get to it and figure out exactly what's some of the deeper points in the parsha itself. In the beginning of the parsha, it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu meeting up again with Yisro and Moshe Rabbeinu's wife Tzipora, that's her children, and they met in the Midbar. And then Moshe is Misapir to Yisro, Yisro Asher Asa Hashem Leforo Yisrael, and Aldud Yisrael, Yisro Asher Atzah Asa Badera, Vaitzim Hashem. Vayichad Yisro. Al Kol HaTuvah Asher Asa Hashem Yisrael, Asher Yitzil Miyayitzam Yitro. According to Rashi, he was shaking, he was shuddering because of the he had goosebumps over what took place, by hearing what Hashem did for Am Yisrael and how He saved them from Yitzrayim. Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzil Asam Yav Yitzrayim Miyav Paro Asher Yitzil Asam Mitachas Yav Yitzrayim. Ata Yadati. Now I know. Ki Gadol Hashem Yikol Elokim. Ki badavar asher zadu alehem. It's a very important pasuk. Now I know ki gadol Hashem yikol. Now I know Hashem is the greatest God of all gods. Ki badavar asher zadu alehem. Because in the matter that they wanted to be cooked, they wanted to cook them, they were cooked, as Rashi tells us. So a couple of points here. Number one, this is what Chazal point out already. Rashi says, "Melamed shayamakir b'kol avodas kechavim shabolam shelo yiniach avodas kechavim shelo avda." Right? How can you make a statement? Ataya dati ki gadol Hashem yikol elokim. You can only make that statement if you've already tried out all the gods, and now you can say, "You know, this is the real deal." Otherwise, how do you know? Maybe not. Where do you have experience from? Where is your knowledge from? So that's how Chazal Medayik for one of the pasuk that obviously Yisro was an Ovid of Rezara of all kinds and tried out all kinds, and therefore he now has the knowledge that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu has proven himself to be the ultimate one power in the world. Okay, that's a diuk. But what was the convincing point? Ki ba'davar asher zadu aleihem, because as Rashi says, Pashut, b'mayim damu la'abdam v'hem ne'avdu b'mayim. They wanted to destroy Am Yisrael with water, and therefore they were destroyed with water. That's such an ayayay proof. Now I know. That's what pushed her over the edge. That was the convincing nekuda that Yisro saw and heard that pushed him to believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's so important about that? So they drowned him. They wanted to drown themselves, so they got drowned. Okay, yefe. So at this point, very crucial, what we call mida keneged mida, is not just a ofi and a hanhaga of a Kodesh Baruch of how Hashem does things. It's much deeper. It shows something much more fundamental about a Kodesh Baruch Hu than just the fact that, you know, it's fair. That's what you wanted, so that's what you got back. That's just like, okay, that's like a nice, just, fair, logical way of acting. That's how Hashem runs the world. It's more than that. Let's try to see what it means. The Sforn on the spot here says the following. But also a davar, asher zadu amitzrim aleihem, the thing they want to do to Am Yisrael, So they had to happen to them. V'ze haya sharag b'chorim k'mo sharagu v'mitzvim k'o b'nei yoris ha'ilon l'Yisrael. Hashem killed their b'chorim because they decreed that everyone in Am Yisrael, all the firstborns, all the borns b'chlal, should be thrown into the water. Hitbiyam b'yam k'del shehitbiyu ha'hem ha'banim b'yor. They were drowned because they wanted to drown us. They made us drown our children. V'haraget b'chorot k'negev b'ni b'chor Yisrael. Another reason why those makas b'choros that they received is because they wanted to destroy Am Yisrael. B'ni b'chor Yisrael. Hashem calls Am Yisrael his b'chor. Five lines in the bottom. Ubaze horag gdulaso akol elokim. Here's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu proves his gdula over all other powers out there. Ki lo chashva shum umah. Nobody thought should you chal shum echad me Elohehem sare ma'ala l'shalem mida k'neged mida b'kol davar. Nobody ever thought until this time that there would be a God or there would be an entity that would be able to do mida k'neged mida in every single facet that is out there. Mida k'neged mida aval chashvu sheyuchal b'davar echad miyuchad lo bilvad. Meaning that even before this took place, the concept of mida k'neged mida is not a strange concept. It's something very logical, makes a lot of sense. And the goyim believed in mida k'neged mida. It's just that they thought that each particular God that they believed in would do mida k'neged mida of the mida that he possessed. And that he was in charge of. So if you believed in the sun, and that represented fire or heat, so those who wanted to do something with heat, so the sun would get them. And if you believed in the moon, and that had a certain power, the moon would react to those. And if you believed in the cold god, so it would bring freezing cold weather and snowstorms to all over the world. Whatever it is, mida k'neged mida, that's what would happen. And that's understandable, and that's how it should be. Meaning, even the goyim, all the nations of the world understood and realized this is a logical way for a godly entity to act. And that's fair. That's appropriate. And that should be how judgment is meted out. Mida k'neged mida. But the convincing part was that this particular event highlighted something, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can actually do that with many, many different types of powers, different elements. Okay, in Mitzrayim, okay, between all the makos and with Kriyas Yamsuv, Makos Bechoros, and the makos and all the makos that took place in Mitzrayim and all the Nisim, because Baruch Hu proved that he didn't only rule over the water or over the heat or over the cold, or over whatever it is you wanted to talk about, the ground, okay? Everything was at Hashem's disposal. Because Baruch Hu brought makas from all over. Some came from the water, some came from the ground itself, some came from the air. It was total destruction. Okay? And that's what the Yisro says, now I understand, there is one entity. There is one God. He controls all of everything. He can do it all. That is the convincing part. And that, I think, what's so crucial for us. I mean, we asked, what's so great about this particular thing? Even the guy knew Mida K'neged Mida existed before this took place. But what's convincing here is two things, I think. Number one is that this existed even before this time. That Mida K'neged Mida is so powerful because number one, it shows an involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, in what's going on, and see what's happening. As we brought up last week a little bit, we mentioned also by the Yam, when the Klal Yisrael saw Vayiru Ames Hashem Vamin Vashem Moshe Avdo, that the Mitzvah mentioned that Klal Yisrael saw how each and every Mitzri got the particular Misa that he deserved because of how he acted towards the Jew that was under his rule Mitzrayim. That was a tremendous pachat Am Yisrael to see Ad Kama Kadosh Baruch Hu sees and is involved and is in the everyday interaction with man. And Kol Davar Rashum L'mala, everything is written down. Nothing is forgotten. That was very, very, very powerful. Number one. That's immediately given to shows that Hashgacha Pratis for each and every person, based on his actions. And then above and beyond that, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu can utilize anything in nature that is in the world and the way that he wants to do it. Okay? Not just one particular element, but all elements HaKadosh Baruch Hu can use at his disposal, that proves that everything is under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rule. And that is what was so convincing to Yisro, that after seeing all the other different powers and entities that he had tried and believed in, all of them were limited to only one facet of connection to the humans and what they could utilize in the world, as opposed to here where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw, and based on what he heard of all the different the Nechamos, Rashidas, and the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Makos, everything he heard, he just realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it all. And not only can do it all, but he can also do it specific and appropriate for each and every situation, each and every person. One other thing I want to mention about Midah Keneged Midah, which is we very often think of Midah Keneged Midah as a negative trait, which is that a person does something wrong, so he gets a punishment for the following. So I just want to mention that I think it's important that there are different places that we see that Midah Keneged Midah is not only in the negative, it's also in the positive. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it just means that Kadosh Baruch Hu meets out measure for measure what a person does. But it's Bein B'Schar or Bein B'Onesh. When we do something correct with a certain part of our body or a certain Midah that we use, Kadosh Baruch Hu repays us in that fashion that what we utilize for good. That's how Midah Keneged Midah works. It's not only a negative. A person does something with reasons, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will pay him with his reasons. A person does something with his feet, the tov, Kadosh Baruch Hu mevarach his feet to do things that are the tov. It's keneged tov and ra, that Midah Keneged Midah is meted out and paid out. Just to make sure that that's something that is clear to us. There are many, many more examples. We won't go through all examples right now, but there are many examples throughout that we could point to. One of the things I just want to mention also here, not on the sheet, just as a quick passing by, at the beginning of the parsha says, "Vayishma Yisro Kol Midyan Chosem Hashem Kol Asher Asal Elokim Moshe Yisrael Amo Ki Yotzi Hashem Yisrael Mitzrayim." This connected to the end of this aliyah, the beginning and the end. Okay, we just spoke about Midah Keneged Midah. The Vayishma Yisro heard. Rashi says what he heard. Very nice. But the point of the chashivus of Yisro, and some even say this is the reason that the whole parsha, he got a special name for a parsha in the Torah, is because of the koach hashmiya, to be a listener. Now, to be a listener, you say, well, it's so great about being a listener. So I have ears. You can hear. You can listen. And not so hard. You hear. You read. You get information. No, not such a big deal. What's so gevaldik about Yisro is not that he heard. Rashi's Medayik. Ma Shmua Shama Uba. What did Yisro hear and that brought him to Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? We see that he heard. And then it says, and they went out to visit Moshe. What did he hear that therefore he decided to come and meet Moshe Rabbeinu? Which is what's important about this, is that many people hear all kinds of things. And some people hear things that are very, very important and very moving and very, very inspirational. And they hear them. But they're not Shama Uba. They're just Shama. The Shmiya. They hear it. There's hearing, as I hear you and I understand you. We could say it like that maybe a little bit. Okay? There's hearing, which is just the physical metzius of, I got it. I heard what you said. It went into my head. But then there's, I hear you. I understand you. I'm not just listening, I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm understanding what you're saying. When I understand what you're saying, it means I'm internalizing it and I'm processing it. It's making a dent. It's making a rosh, making an impression on me. As can account that I'm going to act upon that. Because Baruch Hu brings us many, many situations in our lives where we hear things. We hear them. We're listening. But are we really hearing them? And that was the chiddush of Yisro, was that he was shmua shama uba. He heard something and he was convinced, and it brought him, it inspired him, and it got him it got him away from his house, it got him his feet going, and it got him to go out to visit Moshe Rabbeinu and to become part of Am Yisrael. That is a tremendous shevach, and all of us have to be aware of this concept of hearing things and making sure that when we hear them, we don't just listen, but we actually really hear it. And we understand and we internalize and base our thoughts and our actions based on what we are hearing and understanding. Okay. Then we have a story in Sheni about Yisro watching Moshe Rabbeinu judge Am Yisrael from the morning to the night. Not so favorable in his eyes. Tells him that he should go do something different. He should have set up a court system. And then, it's interesting the following. He says, "Lo tov adavar asher ta oseh." It's not good. And then, Navoti bo, you're gonna fall apart, you're gonna wither, it's too much, you can't do it. Otu chala asod, lavadecha, atash from Christ, what I'm saying, I'm gonna tell you, set up courts. V'hiz harta es hem es achukim es atoros, v'odatam es aderech asher yelchuba, v'es hamaaseh asher yasun. Right, you should command them. V'hiz harta, so you should warn them about the chukim and the toros. Make sure you teach Am Yisrael. And, and teach them the right ways, what they have to do. Now, as you guys know very well, we spoke about this earlier, about Metziah, that this pasuk, from the middle of the pasuk, V'odatam asaderech asher yechuba v'esmaaseh asher yasun, the Chazal Darshan, to teach us all kinds of mitzvot b'nam l'chaveiro, b'kricholim, and kvura, and lifnei mirshuras hadin, okay? And question is, why is that stuck in right now? We should, and he's teaching him what they have to go ahead and do, and how to make the am, how to do the judicial system in a better fashion. So he says, teach them the chukim and the toros. Okay, what's all the benon chaveru stuff have to play in here? Why is that specifically here? This junction, this pasuk which Yisro is adding to what Moshe Rabbeinu should go ahead and do. Why are Chazal darshaning here the Benam Chaveiro mitzvos that come out of this pasuk? Where do they see that? So the Chavetz Chaim here says, in the bottom, he says, Yotzei mizeh, on the bottom, Ki kol ha-pasuk ha-nosaf ha-idei Yisro, this whole pasuk that Yisro added, Midaber rak b'nam she-benam l'chaveiro, b'midos, v'derech eretz, that's what this pasuk is adding. B'vitur mishalo, b'hanhagas lefim mishur sadin, how a person should give up of himself, he should extend himself, he should do chesed, he should do ben mitzvah ben chaveiro, the theme of Shur Sadin. Zed devar shirach lebali dvarim, lo dayan. This is not talking about dayan, this is talking about bali dinim. This is about the people themselves, not the judges. If Yisro's whole point was about the judges, why? This is not going to get to the judges ben chaveiro. So why are we darshaning? Why, if this is the real deeper meaning behind Yisro's ideas, what does it do with what we're talking about right here? He tells Moshe Rabbeinu to set up judges. The next one says, "Kach me'am anshei chay yirei elokim anshei emetz ani batza sarei lafim sarei meyot." So what does it do with this pasuk ben el chaveiro? So he says here very nicely, "V'imetz ha'davar hazeh yilamed b'nei Yisrael." If you teach b'nei Yisrael the following, "Nosaf al chukim v'hatoros kolomar." Sheyar gileim gam binyanim shebinam chaveiro binyanim musar umidos tromios the sheyasu gam lefim shus adin leman yitkadesh shem shemayim aydeh hanhaga sama tova v'darkem ayesharim Yisro was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, if you teach the people the Torah, the proper path and the way to act and the halachos, but in addition to the halachos, you teach them also the chashivas of Benel Chaveiro, of how to be good people and how to have the right values and how to do a flimish din and how to be mevater one to the other. As Hanakel Yihiyelo La'amo B'Rosham L'Yod Mi'Anigam, then you know what? It'll be a lot easier for you to be the leader of such a people. What it means is, the way I understand it, is that what was happening here is, it's true that Yisro wanted to set up a judicial system and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it all on his own. That's true, 100%. But you know what? I got a great idea. Even if you do that, you want to know a great idea of how to avoid a lot of the problems and cut down a lot of the court cases? In addition to teaching the chukim of the Torah and the Toros themselves, the dinim of the Torah, teach the people how to be people. Bnei Adam! How to have the right values, how to have the right midos, how to have the right derech eretz. If you do that, says Yisro, then the judicial system you set up will be able to hold, will be able to hold, and will be able to service the people, and it will be very, very simple. A lot less issues that will come to court. I mean, people can solve a lot of their problems if people would just be a little bit more sensitive and a little bit more mevater, giving up a little bit mochel, a little bit flexible, okay, of themselves. You can cut down a lot of the problems, says Yisro. And that's what he was telling him, that there has to be a combination and a balance between teaching the dinim, the halachos, but in addition also making sure that teach them b'nam al-chaveiro, teach them to do mitzvahs kura, mitzvahs bikur cholim, mitzvahs dinim, if they mishur sadin, make sure that Am Yisrael also has the right perspectives as a nation, which will assist Am Yisrael in being the right type of people and acting with one another. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the same aliyah, when he responds to Yisro, it's an interesting response. He says to Yisro, "Ki yilem davar ba'ilai v'shafatiti ben ish uben rehu." When they have problems, they're going to come to me, and then I judge them, and then I teach them. Says the Soloveitchik here, or the Shatter, quoting the Soloveitchik and Nefesh HaRav, that Be'etzem, there are really three parts to this pasuk. Ki yilehem davar ba'ilai. When they have something, they come to me. Now, Pashup Shah in the pasuk sounds like when they have a court case, they have a squad, they have a din between each other, they come to me. And then I judge them. But you can also read it a little differently, as a separate entity. When they have something, a matter that's on their mind, something that's bothering them, something that's cumbersome, they come to me. When people have problems, okay? They have issues. Not only monetary issues, not always a judgment. They have a problem. They have something wrong in their house. They have a chayla. They have a difficult situation. They're having shalom bias issues. Whatever it may be that they're having problems with. They're having chinuch issues with their children. Whatever it may be, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ba'ilai. They have a davar. Ba'ilai. Vishafati ben me'ish ben me'ayu. And I also judge them. The Hodati is Chukim Elokim, that's Torah Sav, and I teach Torah. I teach the Chukim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, there are really three separate roles here. One, says Salvechik, is when people we need advice, they need tefillah, they need advice from a tzaddik, from a person who has a great wealth of Torah, and is connected very spiritually to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So people come to for him for advice. They seek his advice. They seek his also his tefillos, his brachos, to help them. Then, in addition, they come to, he knows a lot of Torah, so he also passes for them a lot of court cases. And another thing is that they also, when they want to learn, who they're going to go to? You go to the person who knows a lot of Torah. So there are only three specific roles that Moshe Rabbeinu himself fulfilled for Am Yisrael. Says the Soloveitchik here, in Nefesh HaRav, on the first point here about davening, he has a very interesting point. He says, what is this idea that people, when they have something going wrong, they go to a tzaddik and they ask him to daven for them? It's nice, but how is that going to assist the situation? How is it going to make the situation better? Obviously, a tzaddik has a lot of mitzvos, he has a lot of Torah, and he can daven, but how is it going to help the person who's sick? So listen to what he says here, something very, very interesting. He says that the Gemara in Bracha says that if you could daven for your friend and you don't, you're called a chote. If he's a Talmud Chacham, so then you have to even really, really push yourself to daven for him, and you have to even make yourself sick. You have to push yourself to the point where you're going to become a choli in order to help the Talmud Chacham who is sick to become better. Push yourself extra. But since we're from Salvation, you can actually read this Gemara a little differently. You can flip the Gemara. And he says here, 3 lines later, near levar lehapich, it's actually the opposite. When a person davens for a chole, a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the chole and decides and sees if he should be, is he right to get better or not. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the chole himself, is he right or not? Sometimes he looks at the relatives of the chole, the family of the chole, are they ra'i? Do they have chuyos that can assist this chole? And therefore, since they're connected as well, and they're being influenced by this chole, the chole, maybe because of their chuyos, the chole can get better. And therefore, Hashem will send them a refuah. Why? Not because the guy has the merits, but the family, the people who are around him, are very, very much impacted, and will be more impacted by the loss of this person, the illness of this person. So he says, they deserve better, so I'm going to heal him because of the people who are close to him. But what if a Talmud Chacham would get involved? He's not a relative. He's not even a good friend. He doesn't know the person. But he now is invested in the case. They came to him and he... and now he's very connected to this chole. Actually, he's davening for him and he's giving extra kochos of himself, and he's even bringing himself to a sickly state over the fact that he's so concerned over the chole. As the Mela Yotze, Sha Yeshua Nitzrechas Gam Ba'ado, Ba'adze Tamil Chacham, Lo Rak Ba'arachole. Ve'al Ken Kayamez Yoter Shushi Avi Hashem Yeshua Lachole, Bishu Sheishto Al Tamil Chacham, Harbe Zechuyos. Ve'emin Arui Shehu Sharui Betzar. Meaning, the symbol is 74, that sometimes the Chol himself has merits, so Hashem gives him refuah. Sometimes his close relatives have merits, so Hashem says, well, because of them, I'm going to help him. Sometimes his friends have merits, and they're going to be affected by him, so because of them, Hashem says, I'm going to bring a refuah for him. So, we go to a Talmud Chacham and ask him to daven, because if the Talmud Chacham will be connected, and Talmud Chacham will be invested in the Choleh, and the same way we said, that the people who are connected to this chole will speak on his behalf, Hashem will say, well, maybe he doesn't have the merits for the chole, but you know, the people who are involved, who are invested in this, who themselves are feeling the pain, they're deserving of the refuah for this person. And therefore, I'll give him a refuah for him. Because the great tzaddik shouldn't have to suffer, shouldn't be bitzar, and shouldn't be impacted negatively because of the chole that is on the person. And therefore I'm going to bring a Yeshua to the chole because of the schuyas of the Talmud Chacham and the tzaddik. V'asher ken yesh inyan miyuchad Talmud Chacham and Nevi'im v'tzaddik l'itpal ba'ar ha'acherim yoter me'asher ha'shar inchi v'zeh inyan ha'tafkid ha'rishon shel lidrosh elokim. Okay, this is a really, really nice idea, I think, which is again explains. Okay, we're not. Some people maybe are, but the reason people go to tzaddikim, okay, and to great Talmud Chacham and to daven them is not because they have superpowers. Maybe they do have superpowers. I don't know. But there's something much more concrete, which is that if the circle of people around the Chola, Hashem takes into account the ramifications of them and their feelings and how it will impact their lives and maybe their schuyos, how it can assist the Chola in his situation, then it's not so rachok, and it makes a lot of sense to try to bring in people to the case that will feel for the case, will be invested in the case, will understand it, will feel it, will themselves be affected and daven. And then Hashem says, well, he's davening for him. That great tzaddik is davening for that person, and he's, look at how he's tearing. Look how he's crying over the chole. So I see the great tzaddik, and the tzaddik deserves he shouldn't have to be the tzaddik because he's a great tzaddik. Therefore, I'm going to bring a refuah to the chole because of the tzaddik. It's because of his tefillos also, but it's really because of his connection to the case and feeling the tzar of another Jew. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu has seen that the tzaddik, who's so close to him, is feeling that pain. He wants to heal the person because of the tzaddik, that he shouldn't feel the pain. That's an explanation, at least one explanation of why it would be make sense and why it would be appropriate to try to bring in the tefillos of great tzaddikim and great tamini chachamim, people who are going to be invested and feel the case, so that they can assist and help out the chole who's undergoing a difficult matzav and needs assistance and tzchuyos from others as well. Okay. Top of corner. Batem tiyuli onlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. This is where I'm in Har Sinai. Kosh says, I want you to be a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Ma ze mamleches kohanim? Melucha v'kuhuna. Hagon Moshe Shapira Zatzal. Not the Moshe Shapira that you may have heard of who's living today, but it was Moshe Shapiro that was before this Moshe Shapiro who lives in our times. Amar, is a Likud Sefer of Divrei Torah written by a Rav in Brooklyn, if I'm not mistaken.
And it's Queens.
Queens? Name? Burn. I forgot his name, but it's not a Sefer that he wrote the halachic pieces and that he wrote hit the halachic topics on the parshas, but the Likud Divrei Torah, the beginning of each parsha, are just Divrei Torah that he brought from the different svarim. Shachil ben Shabbos leYontif, we know there's a famous distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos kedushasa kviya v'kaima. Shabbos, the kedusha of Shabbos was there from Sheshit Yemei Breishis. It's always there. Every seventh day, there's a special kedusha on that day. Omnan. And if we do nothing about it, it's going to come, and it's going to be Kadosh. By definition, it's built in to the Kedusha of the world, and on the seventh day is Shabbos. Amnam, Yom Tov Tali V'Kedusha Asur Shabbos V'Adam. Mekadesh Yisrael, Bahazmanim. Yom Tov, on the other hand, is Tali in us, Tali Am Yisrael, Tali in Beis Din. We're Koveya V'Zmanim. We're Koveya the Chadashim, which is Koveya when the Mu'adim are going to take place, the Yom Tov will take place. That's called Kedushaso Al Yedei Basar Adam. The Gemara Darshan's Lachem, the Gemara says Lachem, a few you Mezidim, a few Shogim, Am Yisrael is Koveya, by Kiddush HaChodesh, which is Koveya, the Chagim, okay, and that's whatever we decide, that's the Metzias. That's when Yom Tov will happen. Shabbos is going to happen every seventh day, no matter what we do. Yom Tov will happen when we tell it, it's going to happen. It's only in us. Kohen lemelech. Kohen kedushaso imin hashamayim. Om na melech talui b'ratzon ha'am. Som tasim alecha melech. Meaning, kohanim, okay, it goes by the family you're born into. If you're born into the Kohen family, you'll be a Kohen. That's how it goes. You don't think you did special to be a Kohen? Your father was a Kohen? His father was a Kohen, his grandfather was a Kohen, so you're a Kohen! Shkoyach! You didn't do anything special for that. That's Domet HaShabbos. It is, that's Matzias. On a melech, but melech is toy brats on a am. Som tasim alecha melech. Put upon yourselves a melech. Meaning, take upon yourselves a melech. It has to do with the am takes upon themselves the ratzon, as we want him to be the melech. Ein melech below am. Can't have a melech that doesn't have a nation. The nation has to accept upon themselves the melech. He's someone appointed and someone that we put in to power to rule over and be the guiding light for Am Yisrael. The Chaim Maimar Sinai nitbasru Klal Yisrael sheisham shtei b'chinos kedusha ha'ele. And therefore Klal Yisrael Har Sinai, when we're told we want to be meleches kohanim, because Baruch Hu is telling Am Yisrael, you know, you have two special elements. Tzvei dinim in Am Yisrael. In our Kedusha itself, there are two elements. Kedusha is Hashem haba min ha-shamayim. Number one, there's a Kedusha of Am Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us by definition. As he says here, the example, Hachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-shamayim u-shmei ha-shamayim. Hashem tilted the skies and He came down and He met Am Yisrael and He infused the neshamas of Am Yisrael with Kedusha. And from that moment on, Am Yisrael has, from that time of Maimon Har Sinai and on, every Jew has a special Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives our neshama that comes from, straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitachar HaKisei HaKavod. V'gam Kedusha Atzmi'it Mitzad Ma'aseihem. Lech El Ha'am V'Kidashtam. But in addition to the Kedusha Hashem gives us, we have our own Kedusha. We have the Kedusha that we create as a Metzias for ourselves, depending on how we act and who we are, that will be our Kedusha. We have to, number one, recognize that Hashem gave us Ke'ilu, all the potential that's there. And there's a Kedusha that's there in its basic form, in our Neshama. And then there's what we do with it. We have the Shabbos, the Kohen, natural Ke'ilu, from Mishamayim, genetic Kedusha. But then there's the Yom Tov, Melech, the Ma'isim that we do, the potential that we turn into action, ourselves, who are we going to become, who are we going to become, that makes us really the second element of our Kedusha. V'lachein, last point he mentioned, which is beautiful, Haya Hayom Shematan Torah B'Shabbos Shaya Gam Kein Yom Tov. The day that the Torah was given was Shabbos Shaya Yontif. Shavuos, okay? The Chos in the Gemara, when exactly it was given, the Torah, but Ech Shaloyeh Ben, according to both Shitas, it was on Shabbos. It was Vav or Zayin, the question was what day it was, but it was either way it was Shabbos. What's so important about it being on Shabbos? Shabbos and Yontif came together. Okay? We brought when we're Meshalev, Shabbos and Yontif, the Kedusha Kviya V'Kaima, with the Kedusha that we create, is perfect for the day that we're going to receive Torah and become Am Yisrael. And Hashem wants to give us this message that, you know what, you also have these two aspects in yourselves. Recognize that just like Shabbos and Yontif come together sometimes, and that's how I'm giving you the Torah on this special day, that's because you also have these two elements inside each one of you. You have the element of you yourself from Kadosh that Hashem gives us, and then there's what we do with it, about acting, and our thoughts, and our ma'asim, and our everything we do in this world, that creates a greater and greater Kedusha, and that's what we make out of it. That's the Lachem. That's the Kedushas Yontif that we make. That's totally in us. Shtei habechinos ha'elu remezu b'ma shomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu atem tiyudu malachas kohanim gam malachim v'gam kohanim. Okay, that's enough of one last point, and then we'll call it a day, night. Lo tzirtzach, this is a cute idea from the Gra. Nice diuk. Hine, we know there's two different ways of reading the Aseret Dibros. It's called Tam Tachton and Tam Elyon. Okay? The Grosman was Medayik the following. In the way we read the word Lo Tirtzach, the Tam Elyon, we read it Tzibur, Lo Tirtzach is written with a Kamatz under the Tzadik. Tirtzach. When we read Tam Tachton, which you only read if you're reading Biyachid on your own, Kurima Patach, Tachar Tzadik. Lo Sirsach, the Pasach. What is he going to comment on a Pasach? So it says the following. There's a Gemara that says the following. One of the Zohar says, Ki Rabim Chalalim Hipila V'atsumim Kol Harugeha. Loosely translated means there are multitudes of corpses that were knocked over, that were killed in the fields. V'atsumim Kol Harugeha. And there's a great power, Otzma, strength in all those that were killed. Says the Gemara, Ki rab mechalim hipila, ze tamed shelo higil ahora'a, umore, uposech piv, l'kol shoel. One, it says the Gemara, is talking about a tamed who's not supposed to give hora. He's not gotten to the point where he is higia, to the point where he can give psak. Yet, he doesn't recognize that, and he gives psak. And anyone asks a question, he's the first one to open his mouth and answer. But he's killing people because he's not giving the right. He's not a person who's right for hara. He's making mistakes. He was doing the wrong thing because of him. That's one example. And then you have atzim kol harugah zet tamid sheigil lahara ve'ena more. There's a tamid that should be giving psak. He knows a ton of Torah. He's a tremendous tamid chacham, but he doesn't spread it at all. He keeps his mouth shut and doesn't teach people. He's also killing people. Why? Because they're not being educated. That's what they're supposed to go ahead and do. He's not, instead of them living through the Torah, he's preventing them from having that life, which is following Kodesh Baruch Hu in the proper fashion, because he's not giving them over the Torah. He's holding it up all for himself. So says the Gra, this is exactly the diuk in the Pasach, Lo Tirtzach. Lo Tirtzach with the Pasach, he opens up all the time, is referring to one half of the pasuk, the first half, which is the Tamil Chacham, She'ena Hagila Hara V'Horeh. Who poteach et piv kol hazman? He's a yachid. All the time he opens his mouth and he's answering to everybody. Anyone wants a question, come over to me and ask me, I'll tell you. But he doesn't know anything. He's not Hagila Hara. And then you have the tzaddik, who's kometz et piv. He keeps his mouth closed. He keeps it shut. Komets means to like hoard in and collect for yourself and take in, okay, and not let it out. Hoard, keeping everything for yourself without spreading it, and that's how we read the Lo Tirtzach. We say that the Talmid Chacham who should be speaking and should be connected to the Tzibur and should be a person who is mivashpia on the Tzibur, but he's with the Kamatz. He's Komets his Piv. He doesn't teach all the people out there. That is also killing people. Both are over on Lo Tirtzach, but for different reasons. One is spreading Torah that's not really Torah, and one is not spreading Torah which is really Torah. That's a disaster. Both are disasters. The Gemara in Chagiga says that on these, that this Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Chagiga in Daf Hei says this sheds three tears every day. Two out of the three tears are these two. One is a person who lo yigia lahara umore, and the other one is a person who is yigia lahara v'ein amore. Because one who cries, because what's happening here is exactly not what a Kashmir wants. Those who sat and learned and know Torah should spread Torah. And that they should teach Am Yisrael, they should be the leaders of Am Yisrael, they should give it over, not to hold it back. That's the point of the learning. The Moram Asalamed. But those who have Torah, who don't have it, and are spreading things that they don't really know what they're saying, and they don't have it clear, they don't have it, their Mishnah Sdura, clear Psak, they don't know, and yet they think they know, and they're spreading, that's also doing tremendous damage. And Kodesh Baruch Hu cries over the fact that those are the leaders, and those are the people who really should not be at the top, and yet, they're the ones who are giving over the Derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, it's nice that it's sort of, you know, it's Menduyek, according to the Gra, that's how we read it, that's how it's read in the Pasuk itself, but more importantly, is to recognize the Chashiv is a person has to be Makir as Mekoma, a person has to understand what they know, that it should spread, what they don't know, what they're not sure about, I don't know, just say you don't know, say you're not sure, don't think that it's, I think so, maybe it is, I don't know, I'm not positive, but those who are Yigil HaHara should definitely do their job, and those who aren't Yigil HaHara should make sure that they should wait until they get to that point when they begin to spread Torah to Am Yisrael in the right fashion. Bezrat Hashem.